Good morning and welcome to Thursday Morning Roundtable. I'm going to move away from the speaker. Good morning. My name is Sandra Barrett, and on behalf of University College of Syracuse University, it's my pleasure to welcome you here this morning for our talk around the topic of the minimum wage debate. Our speaker, Fred Floss, has agreed that after the formal session this morning, he will stay with us and have an extended chat because, as I've mentioned, this topic relates to the Onondaga Citizens League's current study on the skills gap. So we will be moving to the room next door to an extended chat. The chat, and I invite all of you who are interested to stay here with us. I think also you will find very shortly the April Thursday Morning Roundtable schedule on the website, and you may have already seen that our guest speaker, is Esteban Gonzalez, who is the Chief Deputy of the Justice Center here in Onondaga County, and he's also the President of the American Jail Association, so he has that perspective on things that are happening in the field of corrections and detention and locally as well as nationally. So we will be talking to him. Then, of course, we'll follow up with three more weeks of programming before the end of the session. At one of the last meetings, we will be presenting an award, the Annual Volunteer of the Year Award, and I think that the nominations for that, the TMR Service Award, are due by 1 week from right now. So if you have a nomination, mail it in or hand it to me by next Thursday morning. One more announcement. I just want to remind you that on April 14th, the Onondaga Citizens League will be releasing its early childhood study report, Thrive by Five. There is an event on that day, and you've gotten emails, you'll see emails. It's also on the OCL website, and we have guest speakers. It's a packed morning of events, and you'll be hearing more about that in the next week or so. So right now, without further ado, I'd like to ask one of our newest TMR members, Nora Spillane, to come up and help me introduce today's guest speaker. Nora is the Senior Economic Development Specialist with Onondaga County and also a member of the Skills Gap Committee. Thanks, Nora. Do you want to use that?
Okay. Good morning, everyone. It's my pleasure to introduce Dr. Frederick Floss. He is the Executive Director of the Fiscal Policy Institute and is also a Professor of Economics and Finance at Buffalo State College. The Fiscal Policy Institute is an independent, nonpartisan, nonprofit research and education organization committed to improving public policies and private practices to better the economic and social conditions of all New Yorkers. Dr. Floss has taught at Buffalo State College since 1983 and has been a full professor of economics and finance at Buffalo State since 1999. He also serves as the co-director of Buffalo State's Center for Economic Education and is a director of the Buffalo Fiscal Stability Authority. Dr. Floss is a holder of a PhD in economics from the University of Buffalo and has taught a wide variety of courses in both economics and finance over the past, do you want me to say how long? His primary fields of concentration are public finance, forensic economics, and microeconomic theory. So I'll welcome Dr. Floss.
Thank you, everybody. It's wonderful to be here. I did my undergraduate work at Oswego, so this is sort of like coming back home. Of course, I was here in 1976 for the storm when we walked into the second floor of every building using ice steps. So I have very fond memories of coming here and Western and Central New York. The minimum wage, and this is a wonderful time to talk about the minimum wage because the federal government is thinking about raising the minimum wage at the national level. New York, on the other hand, has already jumped the gun and, in fact, last year put in a bill to raise the minimum wage. So What I'd like to do today is talk a little bit about what the state's already done, a little bit about what the federal government's thinking about doing, and then talk about what maybe some of the implications or impacts or lack of impacts are going to be on all of this. It's interesting, as yesterday, and I'm not going to mention the company, firm, or president and CEO of the company's firm's name, testified before Congress that he didn't think that his managers at his restaurants should be considered for overtime. And I think what was interesting was the argument that he made on why they shouldn't be considered for overtime. He said, well, by making them managers, we're raising their self-esteem. And by giving them overtime and paying them more money, they will lose all of this self-esteem. And the money they would get is just not worth the self-esteem that they're going to lose. That...